All right, let's talk some Steelers here. Mike Ostie from SteelersNow.com, Pittsburgh Sports Live. There is a lot of news today about the Steelers, and no, it is not Franco Harris coming out of retirement. Have you done much live radio in your career where you've taken calls from people, Mike?
I've done plenty of live radio where I've taken calls. I've also done plenty of radio where we took calls for a while and then pirated away from taking less calls exactly because of what you described. So, yeah, taking calls is nice to complement a show, but it is a risk when you let the callers drive the show too much, I guess. But, yeah, it's too bad. Unfortunately, I cannot report that Franco Harris is coming out of retirement. I can tell everybody, though, if they want to see Franco Harris compete in athletic competition, in which he is very, very serious about it and actually is pretty elite, hopefully this continues into the summer if we have the vaccine work and aren't living in this COVID world. But he is dominant at bocce. And in Pittsburgh, in the Bloomfield area, they do a Little Italy Days, and he is very serious about that. So he is, I'm imagining, continuing that career on the field.
That's awesome.
But not on Heinz Field.
That's awesome. That's bringing some knowledge here. I got a text here. I didn't know this. My buddy says that Franco Harris only needs 31 rushing yards to pass Emmitt Smith to become the all-time leading postseason rusher. So maybe if they could bring – maybe if some team could bring Franco back this week and he could get 31 – no. Again, that's live.
Well, he'd have to also get into the postseason. He'd also have to be the postseason rusher.
Yeah, right. All right. Yeah. So speaking of rosters, Mike Ostie from Steelers Now, what's going to happen to the Steelers roster, and is it time to hit the reset button here?
Well, Mike Tomlin actually kind of answered this question for us, where he said that at this point, if you're not willing to make changes, then it's just insanity, and it's just the definition of insanity, and I agree. I actually put out a show today, and I would have made more changes than they're going to make. I personally do feel like that, especially with the NFL and the world we're living in, you see a coach like Doug Peterson get fired after winning the only first championship in franchise history just a few years ago. You see John Foss get fired after a Super Bowl appearance and then win it without him a couple of years later. I know the Steelers don't like to be knee-jerk. I personally feel like the time has come to kind of end the Tomlin-Ben era and let Tomlin maybe even regroup and refresh his career elsewhere, because I think he's young enough that that might even be successful for him and he'd have his pick of any other job. That's not going to happen, though. What is going to happen is they're going to be looking for another offensive coordinator. The fans get their wish. Randy Fichtner is not going to be back, and he was a scapegoat most of the season for many fans. They certainly beat him up. That also makes it very interesting for what they're going to do offensively, because while some could think, okay, Matt Canada gets the job now, well, Matt Canada is very coveted around the National Football League despite not being utilized every single week. His name has cachet, and now the Dolphins are interested in him. So I'd imagine if the Steelers want Matt Canada to be their OC, they're going to have to pay more than they normally would to promote an assistant, which may potentially bump him out the door. And maybe they'll look elsewhere. That's certainly a question mark, but they're going to go new there. Surprisingly, maybe for some, they're not going new on the defensive side of the football. And, of course, the sack record, and it's been, I guess, the more consistent side of the football for the team. But they didn't have a great postseason game. They didn't have a great postseason game a few years ago. And after Todd Haley got bounced and now Fichtner bounced and all the different coordinators and coaches on the offensive side of the football that have been all in and out of there, Keith Butler is remaining, and it looks like he's standing for another year. Now, the issue really, though, Corey, is more about this roster, which I'm sure we'll get into, too, because there are a lot of players that are certainly likely not to be back, and that's why there was so much pressure on this team performing this year that they did not, because this roster is very in flux, maybe more so than any other team in the league.
We don't know a whole lot about the roster until we know about all the money that Ben is going to command. Do you think the Steelers want Ben Roethlisberger back, given the finances?
I think obviously they would prefer the finances to be at a lower level. And the way Tomlin answered the question might be telling that that's the case the other day, where he said he is assuming there's a likelihood of Big Ben being back, or something to that effect. Don't quote me exactly, but something to that effect. It's very likely. He didn't say it's guaranteed. I'm sure part of that is they need to discuss with Big Ben what he wants out of the rest of his career. I know that he dropped, you might even have missed it because it was basically swept under the radar there, but It was like week 15 at noon on a Tuesday. Ben announces he wants to play next year. So that's fantastic. But then ever since then, he hasn't really played well, with the exception of the second half game against the Colts and, of course, missing week 17. And then we saw the four picks on Sunday against the Browns in the playoffs. So it's up to him what he wants out of things, too. Maybe, you know, a guy crying for his teammate and all that. Maybe he, I don't know, maybe he wants something new. I'd imagine, number one, they don't want to just dump him. They're not going to release him. I'd imagine that if he was on a lower financial figure, they would definitely want him back. I certainly do think they believe in him. Tomlin did say that if he had to evaluate Ben's overall season, that it was satisfactory to him. Obviously, the playoff game not included, but you look at 3,800 passing yards, 33 TDs, 10 picks, a 96.1 quarterback rating. Quite frankly, it's a similar season to Baker Mayfield, who's being praised right now on Cleveland Talk Radio. So it wasn't like it was horrendous. This was not Peyton Manning's last year. This was not horrendous from Ben. There were certainly bad moments. I'd imagine they want him back and would be okay with him as a starter for one more year, but maybe they could sit him down and talk about a lower financial figure and restructuring that if he wants to be a Steeler. But also, as much as the Steelers don't want to bounce him, not every quarterback in the world, in fact, most of them, even Hall of Famers, don't get to finish their career with the same franchise they played with. Look at Favre, Montana, Tom Brady now. So it's definitely rare, but if I had to predict, Ben's the starter next year, Mason's probably the backup, and maybe even Dobbs after him. I don't know if it's going to change that much, but the financial figure might be what Tomlin was alluding to, that maybe there will be a sit down to try to move that around.
Yeah, okay. And I know that when we don't have money, it's easy for us to say, hey, what's the difference between $47 million and $53 million? What's the difference between $140 million and $160 million? Why should Ben Roethlisberger take a pay cut? I mean, honestly, if he's getting $21-22 million,
yeah,
and he why should he take 12 or 13?
The only thing I can even think of in terms of selling it to Ben is, because he's going to look at the numbers too, and his agent will say that, look, this wasn't as bad as the fans are saying this season was.
That's right.
You agreed to the contract.
That's right.
So the only thing I could sell it to him for, he said he wants another championship. And quite frankly, a lot of the other openings where he would probably land are not going to probably lead him to a championship. So you could tell him this is probably your best chance for a championship next season. Obviously, you know, he feels he's healthy now. This is the only way we can do it, though, because we're trying to give these other guys contracts and fit these things around. And if we don't do that, our team and roster are probably worse than this season, which we just saw. So that's maybe the sales pitch. But he certainly doesn't have to.
But Mike,
many Hall of Famers.
Does he want to?
You gave me this. This is what I'm taking. And then just kind of tear Prito the roster last season. So I don't think it's going to be bad necessarily. But I don't know if I predict he's going to restructure it.
Does he want to come back with a new offensive?
Maybe that dollar figure, because if they have a lot of other guys walk, then they will be giving Ben all the cash.
Does he want to come back with a new offensive coordinator? What does that message
send? Yeah,
you
have to learn a new offense.
Right.
That is another thing. And also, Ben, for all Randy Fickner's faults, Ben liked Randy Fickner. So I also will tell you that's another surprising part here. That's the only surprising thing about these moves to me, not so much that Fickner was fired, but obviously any Hall of Famer would. But Ben Roethlisberger, as you know, has certain say-so on what happens around the Steelers. He certainly made it clear he didn't like Todd Haley, and that was part of why Todd Haley was eventually bounced, probably a year before he deserved, because that offense was still actually good that year. Ben certainly has liked coaches and not liked other coaches. His NFL film speech is going to be very, very easy, because he has tons of sound everywhere about the coaches he likes and the coaches he does not like. Bruce Arians is another one that he liked. And Randy Fickner is a guy that he does like. So they basically made a decision that Ben definitely probably didn't love, because they felt they had to now, especially when Tomlin isn't going to be fired and they need to make these changes and Butler coming back. So they took the guy on the worst unit, whether Ben likes it or not. But no, I don't think he'd love having to learn a new offense, but he'd have to learn a new offense if he goes to another team too. So maybe, I don't know, maybe you could argue and sell it to Ben, this is better than last year because at least you were healthy and played well at times, and maybe it'd be best for him to retire. I don't think he wants to do that, though. So he's going to have to learn a new offense one way or another, or else he's not playing football. So they did make this decision, in which Ben probably didn't love too much. But, You know, their hand kind of was forced at some point. Somebody got to get the axe when you lose the way they did against the Cleveland Browns that I went on your show a couple weeks ago and guaranteed wouldn't happen. So,
yeah, I didn't think so. I thought they were going to win big. Mike Ossie joining us from Pittsburgh. Tom Bradley, big name here, Steelers. Yeah. Defensive backs coach at Penn State forever, native of Johnstown. Right. Was there any justification or reasoning behind that? What's your take on the way the DBs performed?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're not, honestly, you know, this sucks to say, but if you're not going to get rid of the guy at the top, so they didn't fire his boss, you're going to have to blame someone. and I don't know if that's a move that really will move the needle either way. That's probably an under-radar news that, you know, outside of a show like yours around an area that covered him, probably wouldn't be discussed as much.
Correct.
But I kind of was surprised just because, you know, in terms of him being liked there. In terms of the secondary, though, I do think the secondary played better than some people think most of the season. And to be fair to the secondary, it was very banged up. I mean, that's the only defense of the defense. It certainly didn't get it done in the playoffs. It should have been tons better. And the two things that they do very well throughout the season, regardless of allowing yards, is creating pressure and getting sacks, which they didn't do in the playoffs. The sack record continues because that's just regular season, but they didn't do it in the playoff game. And they also didn't create any turnovers and takeaways, which is mostly prone from the secondary. So they didn't have a good day on Sunday, but they were without Joe Hayden. Steven Nelson's been in the witness protection program really since signing the contract. You know, Minka is playing better than people probably thought because of how much offenses would key away from him and would focus in on him so much. But I think it was better than people think. But certainly, I feel like the secondary has almost been a weakness of the Steelers' defense for 5 years now. I don't know if it's just because of the numbers that the linebackers and the D-line put up or if it's really because of the secondary. But I don't think it's a needle-moving move. They had a tight ends coach also retire. So the assistants, there's a lot of moves around the assistants parts, but Tomlin is not going to be gone. You know, honestly, Corey, I don't know about you, but we've both been watching Steelers football for a while. Doesn't the aftermath of this, I mean, it's worse because it's a rival, but the moves here, it seems similar to the aftermath after the playoff loss to the Jaguars, where they fired a coordinator, they got rid of Joey Porter, they bounced around a bunch of assistants, Tomlin stayed, of course Ben was younger then, and they had drama to follow, but they're making changes because somebody has to be blamed.
Correct, yep.
But I can't say that any of these coaching changes are really going to move the needle to give them a bunch more wins next year. They're in a situation where they just really shouldn't have played as poorly as they did in that playoff game.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's wrap it up with this. I think that's a real good point. Mike Ostie from Steelers Now and Pittsburgh Sports Live. All right, let's get our crystal ball out, okay? What is the next time, how many years will it be until the Pittsburgh Steelers make another AFC championship game? Now, within that question, there are a lot of factors. Who's going to be the quarterback? Will there be a drop-off from Ben to the next quarterback for a year or two or four or nine or 12? The standard is the standard, man. It's here we go. It's Super Bowl or bust. I kind of think AFC Championship game or bust. I'm going to give you a number. I'm going to give you a number and say six. Six and a half. Over, under, six and a half more years before the Pittsburgh Steelers make another AFC Championship game. Over or under?
That is a tough question because you almost want to answer where if they don't make it next year, then it will be long.
Correct.
Like next year, figuring Ben is back and they still have a similar team. People were thinking earlier in the year that it was AFC title game or bust this year, certainly when you're 11-0 in the conversation against the Chiefs. I'm going to say less than that just because, quite frankly, if you look at the history of the Steeler franchise, they do find a way to land and fall into something of success for at least one season, even in down years. I mean, Chuck Knoll had that 80s period that wasn't great, but they did appear in one of those. So it's hard to say that over half a decade would go by and they wouldn't even play in one. Now, saying they're going to win it is a different story.
Right.
And saying they're going to win a championship or they're going to have a dominant run is a different story. I do think that even though these changes weren't made this year, they don't like firing anybody of note. The Steelers franchise never has fired a head coach, actually. That when Tomlin's contract is done, when Ben's contract is done, even if they stay here next year, they may choose to walk away. And if that's the case, it certainly brings question marks about the future of that position. I mean, I would like to see Sam Darnold come to Pittsburgh and get him a shot with a team that actually cares and doesn't have drama all the time, but I don't predict it to occur. So it's kind of also the issue what Tomlin said to Chase Young, if you remember now in the iconic NFL Films clip, that, hey, I don't want to ever be bad enough to go get a guy like you. You're that good. Well, quite frankly, the Steelers, even without Ben last year, they're always good enough that they're not bad enough to go get a guy that can really change your franchise like that. So the fear is that whenever everybody is gone, they will always be that 6 to 7 to 8 to 9, 10-win team in the middle there. But if they keep doing that, they're not going to get anyone that's a game changer. And then it might be first, second-round loss or missing the playoffs by one game. And, you know, Steelers fans will learn what to appreciate with the Ben and Tomlin era.
That,
you know, I think it's
that's my point right there. What you're saying is Steelers fans, and as I am one, but I'm not a lifelong, I'm only moved here in 99, are so spoiled. If you say that the standard is the standard and you're going to go to a Super Bowl every handful of years and just the AFC champion, well, they've only been to one AFC championship game since the Super Bowl appearance in 2010. They went to the AFC title game, lost to the Patriots in 2016. So that's one in a decade.
Yeah, the AB Facebook Live, right.
And Mike Tomlin, I think, is a bad playoff coach. I think he's a bad game coach, period. I just think he's a bad playoff coach as well. I think, and I hope I'm wrong. I really do. Guys, this is not Geiger ripping on your team. This is my team, too. I want to see him win. I think the Steelers are in trouble. I think this franchise, I think all of you that lived through the 80s and the Mark Malone era, I think we could see that again. Maybe not necessarily 7-9, but what Mike just said at the very end was very interesting. Okay, say you win 9 or 10 games every year, and you're picking 20th or 21st, 22nd in the draft. You're going to be good. Will you ever be great? Will you ever have a chance to overhaul and reboot? And then Mike Tomlin if Mike Tomlin wins 9 games for the rest of his career, he can stay in Pittsburgh for 25 more years. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's overly successful. So that's my point. And when I say 6.5 years, I'm worried because I don't think they get back there with Ben. And I just think they're going to go into this abyss like a lot of NFL teams do, Mike, whenever you don't have that quarterback.
Yeah, and unfortunately, for the final point, the Cincinnati Bengals, to me, despite an injury, and they have a lot else work to do, they have their quarterback. I do believe in Joe Burrow. The Baltimore Ravens, maybe not long shelf life because of his style of play, but Lamar Jackson's now won a playoff game. He's getting better. He has an MVP. They got the quarterback for at least the next 5 years, I'd imagine, barring an injury.
Yep.
And the Cleveland Browns, as much as I think Baker's honestly a little overrated, if they keep playing the way they are, they're obviously going to pick up the option and not get rid of them. So they got their quarterback they're going to keep on trying to be the franchise with. They're all in better situations for the future in terms of that position than the Steelers are right now.
As of now.
Even if they don't work out.
Yeah, as of now.
They're in better position right now.
And who knows? You mentioned Darnold. Maybe the Steelers could go find a way to get something. Maybe they draft somebody that works out. But it is fascinating what you just said about the AFC North. Those teams, as it appears, are pretty set at the quarterback spot. So I'm going over my 6.5 number. You're going under next time the Steelers make the AFC championship game. You're going under 6.5, right?
I mean, it's been a long time from then, Corey. I'm going under, but I feel like if it takes 5 years, fans will still be upset and think that's too long. So I am going under, but I would not be shocked at all if you're correct. And it really will be true about what happens with the draft the next couple of years. I think the one thing that's good for the Steelers that we did not get to discuss, and it was a move that was or was not announced based on whether you believe the rumors, Kevin Kluger appears to be staying. The Lions have hired somebody else. He has a Detroit connection with his family. I actually know somebody very close to him well, and I heard that he was going to lean towards retiring soon. But if he doesn't retire this year and next year, and you get Colbert doing work for you for maybe 1 or 2 more years, that gives continuity there, which you want, and then you can try to find the quarterback. If they had to bring in a younger guy or take him away, and the whole front office is all revamped right now after that playoff loss, I don't care how good or bad the guy is in his career, that might be a problem. So if you're not going to fire Tomlin, you want him working with Kevin Colbert this offseason to figure that out and maybe even next offseason. I don't believe either one of them is there. I'll tell you this. I guarantee you Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, and Ben, well, we know Ben, but Tomlin and Kevin Colbert are not there those 6 years. I think eventually Tomlin would choose to be done even if they keep winning nine games, and Colbert moving towards retirement too. But you need them to do that work at the draft for the quarterback position within this or next year, or then you're going to be definitely correct.
Awesome. Great stuff. Great discussion, man. Really appreciate it, pal.
Absolutely, man.
All right, Mike Ostie from SteelersNow.com, Pittsburgh Sports Live. Really appreciate that.